He won the Derby with Sir Percy in 2006. Marcus Tregoning, and he trains Cavaliero. Now, this is an interesting one in terms of jockey bookings, because, Marcus, have you made your mind up yet? Who will ride Cavaliero in the Investec Derby?
Ah, no, sorry, I can't help you on that one just yet. We haven't made a final decision, but we'll do so shortly, obviously. But, you know, he's got to do another decent bit of work yet, and then we'll decide what we're doing. But, at the moment, he's a definite runner.
And the reason I'm asking, and I'm sure you're aware, is Hayley Turner won on him at Chepstow. And obviously she's never ridden in the Derby. And to date, there's only been one woman that ever has ridden in the Derby, Alex Greaves, on a horse trained by Dandy that finished last. I think she was called Portuguese Lil. So it could be a moment of history. Who's on your shortlist in terms of jockeys?
Obviously I'd stick with the people who have ridden him. That's obviously Hayley Turner and... she rode him when he cracked his maiden at Chepstow, and obviously Richard Munn, who won him in the Hayes Hanson Clark at Newbury. So it'll be that's the sort of shortlist at the moment. I mean, it's a difficult decision. It's not a difficult decision because they're both top class jockeys. So, but we will decide shortly.
Now, in terms of Cavaliero, he's by Sir Percy. So, how similar or not are they?
Well, you know, the profile is a bit different, really, because Sir Percy was a champion 2-year-old, unbeaten at two, and then, of course, had run his trial in the 2000 Guineas when he was unlucky. Well, I suppose a little bit unlucky not to win. He bumped into a good one that day in George Washington. So, and I always fancied him strongly for the Derby, whereas in this case, it's rather different because he's been a rather slow horse to develop. And although I was very pleased with his run in the Linkfield Derby trial, obviously... strictly on form and paper, we've got an awful lot to find. But, I think he's going to run a very big race. He's a beautiful mover, and I think he'll handle Epsom very well.
Was it a disadvantage to you? You mentioned the Linkfield Derby trial. He finished third to Main Sequence, and we'll be talking to Main Sequence's trainer, David Lanigan, later in the morning. Was it a disadvantage to you that it switched to the all-weather, or did you not mind?
No, I think it was a fantastic decision because we were running out of places to run, really. I mean, I'd had a bit of a hold-up with Cavaliero. He jarred a joint quite badly, and it really was difficult to get him ready. So I think I went into that race sort of, you know, really in hope rather than in confidence. And, I think he did extremely well to run the way he did. In fact, he came out of the race really, really well. So I think that should have helped me, I think.
So realistically, are we talking about... would you advise people who are here today, if they're going to have a bet, have an each-way bet?
Oh, most definitely, Claire. I think we're 100 to 1 outside.
I was just looking down at the prices thinking, where is he? And it is, you're right, 100 to 1 bar.
He's not sighted. But, it is. I think if you take out the first sort of half dozen of the betting at the moment, it does look an open sort of race. I mean, obviously, we've got, the Guineas form generally turns out to be pretty good a yardstick for the Derby. Usually works out to be one of the best trials, if not the best trial. And obviously Camelot is the one that everybody's got to worry about. Mind you, I was very impressed with Bonfire. I think Bonfire could run a really big race for your brother Andrew. I think he's a lovely horse, and he probably had a very good trial. You know, he probably didn't take too much out of himself, and he's probably put him spot on. So those are the ones I see primarily.
I think, though, Marcus, you've come up with my favourite line, certainly so far this morning, which is take out the top half dozen in the betting and we've got a chance. Lovely to talk to you, and thank you very much indeed. Marcus Tregoning, ladies and gentlemen.